Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central on our app, where Dr. Troy will be answering any question you have about the really deep topics we've been going through in the rosary. So over the last month, we've been going through the 30 most important things you need to know, plus this in-depth dive on conversion through the Beatitudes, and probably a lot of questions came up. So this is your chance. Just turn on your notifications on our app, or just log into the app this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Today we continue with our series on a deeper conversion through the Beatitudes. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. It's a weird fact of our human condition that we keep ourselves alive by consuming what is lifeless. Animals have to die, plants have to die, for us to be nourished with their substance. And even the water we drink is made up of introducing elements, hydrogen and oxygen. This is what it means to be a living organism, that we keep introducing what is lifeless to stay alive. And that's why it's such a strange way of talking when Jesus encourages people to feed themselves not on what's dead or lifeless, but to eat and drink what is alive. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. On at least two occasions, Jesus tells people they should stop trying to be satisfied with lifeless food and drink. The first is when he tells the Samaritan woman that she shouldn't be content with water from a bucket. That woman had already filled her bucket who knows how many times, but that lifeless water had left her thirsty each time, and so she had to keep coming back. The Lord tells her that if she knew with whom she was speaking, she'd ask him, Jesus, for living water, and she'd never go thirsty again. And then, a little later in the same gospel, Jesus criticizes the people for following him just because he gave them their fill of bread. But of course, that dead bread left them hungry again, so they were trying to get more of that dead bread. Jesus said, "Do not work for food that perishes." They just keep needing more of that. But instead, work for the food that endures. They should ask him for bread from heaven, the bread of life. And then, of course, Jesus explains what he meant by saying something quite striking. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Something is dead when it comes to an end. When its limits have been reached, when it's over. Our food is dead, lifeless when it comes into our bodies. It's never going to grow anymore, never going to increase. It can give us whatever nutrients it has, whatever finite ability it has to appease our hunger or slake our thirst, and then that's it. And you have to go out looking for more. And that's true of everything in this life. It's all got a shelf life. It's all dead or going to die. It's all got a very finite, limited capacity to satisfy. And it's all over so quickly. The thrill of sex, the 5 minutes of fame or influence, the taste of revenge, the pleasure, the satisfaction, it all dissipates almost immediately. And we go out hungrier and thirstier than before, desperate to try to find more. And it's even this way with good things. Relationships, family, worthwhile careers, books or songs or movies, they end. And all that's left is a memory. Until your memory goes, that is, and you die. Like the world itself will die one day. Do you see that what is dead or bound for death simply can't satisfy? If it comes to an end, its capacity to satisfy is limited. If this life ends in death, it's not enough. But Christ will not die. He died once, but he's alive now. And he is the living water. And once you develop a thirst for his goodness, your thirst will never need to look for anything else. And he is the bread of life. Once you learn to taste and see the goodness of the Lord, well, then your hunger is over. Because this bread never gives out, never stops, it never comes to an end, and it never ceases to satisfy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Jesus warned the Jews not to labor for bread that perishes, and he told the Samaritan woman not to settle for anything less than living water. But we all do. Every one of us has disordered attachments. We stake our identity, our worth, our happiness, and peace on something other than God. And deep down, we want those things. We hunger and thirst for those things more than Him. How can you tell? We worry about them. Now make no mistake, worry is not an act of love. It's fear. And we defend these things with anger or anxiety, and we despair when they're taken from us, and all the while, we still have God, and we're not content. So ask yourself, honestly, what's the thing you think you have to have in order to be okay? Is it a role, a reputation, a relationship, your children, your health, your future? No matter how good it is, if it's not God, it will fail you. Only Christ is living water. Only union with Him will satisfy the hunger at the core of your soul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. What are we primarily asking God for in our prayers? Is it some worldly good, even a legitimate worldly good, like getting through a crisis or hitting a career goal, attaining family peace, or something to do with your health or that of a loved one? It's good to ask for that, but don't make that the main thing you ask for, because even if God gives it to you, you won't be satisfied in the end. It's a passing, dying good. Ask God for what is infinitely alive. Ask Him for the Holy Spirit. Ask Him for the living water, and you'll never thirst again. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what were you reflecting on with this meditation, Teresa?
There's definitely a lot of things that don't satisfy. I was just kind of thinking about all of the, I think the thing that I put the most weight on, that I always expect to be completely satisfied, that I think it will satisfy every desire in my life, is relationship, friendship with others. I'm always looking forward to an event and seeing people. And it can be very satisfying, but part of that is what you put in. And also, at the end of the day, you can't expect individuals to completely bring you peace and self-identity and just even just to have fun. I mean, it's just always going to be a kind of gamble. But the most satisfying relationship is the relationship we have with Christ. And it's a silent, quiet, it's not something you put on the calendar and say, I can't wait to spend time with Christ 3 months from now. Like, I feel like I do have to schedule with my friends that far in advance. It's something I can just go to anytime, anywhere. And it's satisfying and deeply satisfying and satisfying in a lasting way. And it makes those relationships, those human relationships, more satisfying. I've just found that my friendships that are grounded in prayer and shared faith and discussions of theology in our interior lives are the ones that are also the most satisfying, because they're just calling back to that more satisfying relationship.
Yeah.
But it's easy to forget and then wonder, why do I feel disappointed or why do I feel empty after this interaction?
Can I share a little passage from a letter from St. John of the Cross to a nun?
Absolutely.
So it's, to me, it's one of the most powerful and insightful things about our faith. So, context, this nun, a Carmelite nun, was writing to John of the Cross asking him for spiritual counsel. And because she has been in a convent and she had a lot of friends, and they asked her to start a new convent in another town, so she had to go where she had no friends. So she was really struggling with the loss of human friendship. And I think this applies to everything, and especially to marriages where the spouse dies. So here's how John of the Cross responds to her about her struggle with this. He said, "Thank you for your letter, and I thank God for having desired to use you to set up this new convent. The more God wants us to give, the more he makes us desire, even to the point of leaving us empty in order to fill us with goods. You will be repaid for the love of your sisters that you had to leave behind in Seville, since the immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart. Catch this. Since the immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart, the Lord wants you to be alone. For he truly loves you with the desire of being himself all your company. And you will have to strive carefully to be content only with his companionship, so you might discover in it every happiness." Isn't that a striking response?
Because it sounds like such a difficult answer, because we all do crave so deeply those connections. But I don't know anyone who doesn't also understand what it means to feel lonely in a crowded room.
Or even with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Because no human can know you, understand you, or love you to the depth that you need.
Yeah. And true security of relationship is to not need that from those people, because you're fulfilled in that in God.
And the ironic thing is, the more we're filled by, the more that need is filled by God, then we have an infinite capacity to give love to others.
Yeah. It also just, it makes more stable relationships and connections, because it is suffocating to a relationship when you know that person needs you and relies upon you like an infant relies upon a mother, when that's just not what, it's not what the relationship is. It's not how adults work. It's not how human relationships work. And that kind of need will choke out real love.
And I don't need you to change for me to be happy.
Yeah.
Because if I'm filled up by God, I don't need you to change to be for me to be happy.
And the fact of the matter is that very often there are going to be points in our life where we realize these friends aren't good for me. It would be better to be alone, because it would help me to realize that I don't need them to validate me. And I do need to root myself in my relationship with Christ.
And then in marriage and family life, if we're totally filled up by God, then we're totally at peace with the flaws of the people in our lives.
Yeah.
And our own flaws.
Yeah. It is really crushing to expect out of others what you can only receive from God.
Yeah.
Because it is just that we have someone that loves us that unconditionally, but it's unjust to expect that kind of perfection from a human being.
Yeah.
And we feel that unjust injustice, though.
Yeah.
But we blame it on someone, the wrong person, because we're just ignoring the real relationship.
And what a crushing weight to lay on the other.
I know. But I do it all the time. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy to not even realize the expectations you've put for other people.
So what should be, a really concrete strategy for today? What's one simple thing we can do today?
I think especially as a reaction to anytime you feel really slighted by someone else, to stop, think about the expectation you had set for them, and instead remember who you should be counting on, and spend that time that you could be spending in resentment and anger and mentally spiraling just speaking with God.
Gosh, that's a perfect resolution. That's a great strategy for today. Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.